leapt over them with crackling ferocity. From the overpass surveying the intersection and sitting astride his bike, Kosaro Khan, captain of the White Scars 3rd Company and master of the hunt, watched the enemy approach, his golden eyes missing no detail, no matter how small or seemingly inconsequential. As with all space marines, he was larger than any normal man and clad in heavy ceramide power armor, painted in the traditional white and crimson of his chapter. He wore no helm on his proud head, detesting the sense of constriction that came from it, and a heavy topknot of grey-streaked black hair hung down his back. He preferred to feel the kiss of the wind on his scarred cheeks, and to use his own senses rather than the artificial ones of his helmet.
They are in a hurry!
Idly, he stroked the armoured chassis of his bike, as his ancestors on Shogoris likely had with their horses moments before battle. Mundra Khan, as the bike was called, was one of the oldest relics of the chapter, and it had carried him across 1,000 battlefields, and would likely carry him across 1,000 more.
They are mad, stampeding heedlessly like thunderstruck bovids.
Kosaro glanced sideways at the speaker. Like himself, Amber Guy was a space marine, built for battle and armored in the Emperor's grace, and he too sat astride a bike. Unlike Kosaro, however, the other space marine was neither Khan nor captain. Instead, the blue pauldron and vambrace of his right arm and the crystalline force hood that hung over his helmeted head, as well as the force staff he clutched tightly in his right hand, proclaimed him a storm seer, a librarian of the White Scars chapter, a master of lightning, and the spirits of land, air, and prophecy.
And it is that very madness that tells us our prey is near, is it not?
His hand instinctively found the hilt of his sheathed power sword. The blade was called Moonfang, and like Mundra Khan, it was a relic of the chapter, and older even than the oldest living battle brother, having first tasted the blood of the White Scars foes millennia ago. The spirits of both bike and blade seemed to whisper to him, eager for war. Or perhaps it was simply his own battle thirst, urging him to hurl himself quickly into the red moments where he could do what he did best.
You are certain, then, that this is the moment, Stormseer? That this is the place?
Those machines are not simply engines of war, but also devices of worship. They are temples, my Khan. Rolling fortresses of abomination, spreading their sickness across the world. And I can hear the growl of his hideous engines within theirs, like the ghost of an echo, and smell his stink on the wind amidst their fumes. He is riding towards us even now, though we cannot yet see him. They call to him from within those crude shells, and like a dead leaf on a black wind, he comes.
But to which one, Stormseer?
I cannot tell. All that the spirits whisper to me is that he is coming.
A shell game, then.
He looked at the half-dozen battle brothers from the 3rd Company who sat nearby, astride their own gleaming bikes. He had chosen each of them especially for this hunt. Each was a warrior without parallel, even among a chapter which was reckoned full of such, and their lodge poles were as heavy with trophies as his own.
Fine. We are good at games, are we not, Hunt Brothers?
Kosaro looked down at the intersection again. The briefest glance told him that the defenses there would not hold. Not unless the White Scars offered aid. But they were not here to lend aid. The White Scars had come to Shaka 6 for bigger prey than heretics and madmen. Few could face the fury of the White Scars and survive. Those who did were marked for death. Their